My name is Deb Shafto, and I have been associated with Pacifica for a long time. We are, it's no secret whatsoever that we have difficult financial times ahead of us. There has been a motion to skip over the June meeting. I think these meetings in person are enormously important for each and every person attending and for the stations that need to address the board about their concerns. This meeting is in a hotel that cost $95 a room, where the meals would be provided and charged at usual hotel rates. I had a hotel that was perfectly acceptable. I visited it. It had a meeting room that was at least twice the size of this one, and it was for less than half of the cost of this one. I would like to know from the CFO why this one was chosen when the difference is enormous. I also would like to make a comment that while I am very much in favor of race training, of anti-racism, of promoting diversity, that needs to be done at a local level. It is nothing that can be done at a national board. And to pull people over in here a day early at $95 a head plus meals is cost ineffective, to say the very least. This should be done at a local level. We've done it here. It can be done all over the network in the home station where the entire board, the entire listeners' participation can be had. It does not. It is not only for this board. This board is probably the least place where it needs to happen. It needs to happen in the stations, and it would be cost-effective there. To have pull people in is just, I don't know why we're doing this. We are pricing ourselves out of the business. Some say that administrations would like the board to disappear. I think there's a good way to do it.
I'm Michael Woodson, and I welcome you to Houston. How y'all doing? I'm going to be very quick, so just welcome to Houston. I think the station is going on very well. We got a development director, Eddie Garcia, is really working hard, and maybe it's the water I'm drinking, but things look pretty good in Houston from my perspective. And anyway, welcome to Houston. Hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to a lot of you while you're here, and thank you for your service.
Hi, my name is Ted Weisgall. For about 2.5 years, I was the parliamentarian for this national board, and I had a lot more hair then than I do now, and I'm not sure if that was the reason or just Pacifica in general. I really came over here this evening to give you folks, a few of you, a ride over to KPFT when this meeting is over, and I didn't realize I would walk in at the appropriate moment for public comment. I would like to, and this is rare, but everything Deb Shafto said, I completely agree with. I was involved with the writing of the bylaws, and one of the things that I think the bylaws should say is that you cannot meet in any single city 3 times before you've met in another city at least once. This is a great time of the year to come to Houston. If you were to come in the middle of the summer or the middle of the winter, it wouldn't be smart. Spring and fall is wonderful. Coming to New York, also that time of year. We need to change the bylaws, and we need to set for sure times and dates when the national board meetings will take place in these various cities so that we can find free housing for you, we can find free facilities for you, free transportation, and everything else. The problem is that you're locked in and you move the meetings around, and as a result, you end up paying lots and lots of money. The meetings need to keep happening face-to-face on a regular basis. Now, I did think of something I really wanted to say to you all, and it's the fact that I'm just scared beyond any time in my entire life. And I thought Pacifica was going to be the salvation 2.5, 3.5 years ago. But there isn't a sense of urgency. We haven't had a serious discussion on the local station board looking at, in Houston, looking at dollars and cents and mission about programming. I've been on the board 2 years, off for one, and now back on for about a half a year. You need to mandate that the board, and here we have a program council and management, sit down and talk about programming and what would best serve the interests of KPFT and the other four stations in
Time.
The network. I was just done.
Wow. Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Bill Crozier. I'm chair of the local station board here at KPFT. I also want to welcome you all to Houston. And I know every one of you puts a lot of time and energy and passion into helping your station and Pacifica. I just want to say I really appreciate that. Thank you. And I know we have differences of opinion on things and different priorities, but, you know, we all are working on, or we need to be working on producing good radio and getting communication out to people that really need it. Our country needs it. And I thank you all for helping us work together to accomplish that. And if we can do anything while you're here, let us know.
Thank you.
Wow, how brief. Thank you.
My name is Steve Brown from New York. I'm a member of the LSB. I don't know how many have heard the vote that went on about seating here. I would like to make a suggestion, since it's the will of the New York voters and the WBAI, to have new delegates to the national board. And since the national board has voted not to seat these new delegates, I would suggest that in the interests of democracy and the better functioning of this foundation, that the New York directors who have overstayed their time in office voluntarily resign in favor of seating of the delegates that were recently elected by a majority of the LSB in New York.
Anyone else?
I had to leave the room because I'm very upset. But I did have something.
Excuse me. Would you identify yourself, please?
I'm Kathy Davis, the Public Affairs Director at WBAI Radio, a staff member of the LSB, and also a director of this board. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. What I wanted to remind everyone is that Pacifica has an enormous opportunity right now. I know BAI does. We have been lucky to have a very capable general manager after a very long time of not having that. I think that Pacifica is very lucky to have a very capable executive director after not having that for a very long time. And this is an opportunity for this network to begin to do the work that we were elected to do and stop playing these petty games of power. And I'm upset, but I'm not walking out the door, and I'm not going to allow this to happen. I'm not going to allow those of you who want to hold on to power for whatever reason to corrupt this network, to stop Nicole Sawyer from doing what she needs to do, or to stop Tony Riddle. So you can expect me to be here again and again. I may be crying, but I'm fighting mad.
Hi. You all know me because I spoke before. I'm one of the directors you all decided not to seat. Since you all are so into the nitpicky time and date stuff, let me read you one quote from the Pacifica bylaws. This is Article 6, Meetings of the National Board of Directors. Section 1, Time and Place of Meetings. The annual meeting of the Board of Directors shall take place in late January each year, or at such other times and places agreed by majority vote of the Board of Directors. The board shall also regularly meet in March, June, September of each year. You know, folks, this isn't March. You're breaking the bylaws. I think you're doing the right thing because you need to meet. But, you know, I want to let you know we did the best we could to abide by the spirit of the law, to the spirit of our new bylaws, which is Pacifica should have directors that legitimately represent what the members want. And what you've chosen to do is to violate that. But you don't seem to mind when you violate other timing rules in the bylaws. That's just one example. In our local finance committee, we're supposed to have notice. You know, we never get 7 days notice. We find out on Tuesday that we have a meeting on Friday. You know, no one says those meetings don't happen. Let's see, one other point. I'd like to address this specifically to Mr. Mike Martin, since he's so interested in the 9:30 time. I'd like to let you know that the outgoing group, they scheduled meetings on Halloween, when those of us with kids certainly cannot come. They schedule meetings 2 days after Christmas, when anyone who has family in another city certainly can't come. That we did the best that we could. You know, and the reason why I'm so upset is we do represent the interest of what WBAI membership wants. That's the whole point here. These people do not. WBAI staff does not want Bob Letter to serve as their director anymore. So, thanks.
Hi, thanks. Hello, and please try to get some work done this weekend. Hopefully, we won't have too many interruptions. I know there's a lot to be done. I'm proud to have served as one of the people on the GM search committee that brought that great candidate that I know the rest of you are envious of, but Tony Riddle is ours, and I expect that BAI will be doing great things. We'll continue to do great things, by the way. I'm not going to rehash, because I think you've been treated to that for about an hour. I will say that there were a lot of dirty tricks in this election, and the author of some of those dirty tricks is in the room, and the financing of a completely illegal mailer. You know, but we have time to go through those things and hopefully correct them so they don't happen again, although this is the second year that that person has sought to harvest our membership list, which is a serious problem that I hope people on all sides agree needs to be addressed. Your mailing list is your future. I want to thank you for showing up, and I hope that people can focus on the work that needs to be done and that this will be a productive meeting. I like the idea of in-person meetings. I know we're looking at cost issues. We'll see what happens with regard to June. Thank you. Keep it simple.
Excuse me. Good evening, everyone, to the board. My name is Stevon Ross. I represent Pyramid Global Media here in Houston. We just wanted to extend our salutations for you guys coming here and addressing these issues from the public. And we just want to encourage you guys to continue to keep this institution physically financially solvent so that it can continue to build in the future and everyone have the opportunity to express their freedom of speech.
May I ask you a question?
Please.
What is that organization?
Pyramid Media Global. We are a media company here in Houston. We produce some television shows. Our main staple is People's Politics. It's broadcast here on the local access channel. We have several other programs that we are in the works with now, as well as print media and internet presence as well.
So it's internet, radio, and television?
Correct, ma'am.
And how large is it?
We will be going into our third season of People Politics. Right now, we have an internet presence. I believe we are two websites at this present point in time, and we're continuing to grow. It's a company that was established about 3 years ago.
Thank you, and welcome to you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
No, he can't.
Yeah. Okay. 14 minutes remaining and for public comment.
I think that there's no more public comment. If somebody, you know, it's by bylaws 30 minutes, but we don't have 30 minutes, then we move on back to the...
I'll return the floor to the chair.
Okay.